T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
What happened when you got busted by a Bluetooth? Asking for one of our friends. 404-263-0941 is our number to join us for group therapy, or 51539 is the text line. All right, Mark, will you share the message we got?
Hey, friends, I just got so busted by a Bluetooth. I was following my husband and his mother in his car to our son's baseball game. We were in separate cars, so I called my best friend on the way just to catch up. She asked how my day was going, and I started to vent about my mother-in-law. I was going on and on about how judgy she is and about how we raise our kids, and she is so critical. I thought my best friend dropped out on the call. But what I didn't find out until we got to the ball field was that my husband's Bluetooth picked up my call in his car.
Ouch.
They heard a big portion of our conversation with my best friend. Now, needless to say, my mother-in-law gave me the cold shoulder for the rest of the game. I'm pretty embarrassed for talking smack, but I haven't talked with her about it, or I haven't apologized. What would you do to make up for it? Thanks, friends.
Oh, dang, that sucks.
When you get out of the car and you think everything, hey guys, how was your drive? No problems? Everyone's just staring at you. What happened?
I wonder what her husband did. Like, you know he was trying so hard to, like, hit the dashboard and end the call. Like, hang it up. Why are we listening to this right now?
Hey, let's see what's on NPR right now. Hey, have you heard the CD?
So busted by a Bluetooth. Yeah, well,
that's awful.
As far as what she's got to do, she's got to just call her and apologize, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way around it. You can't avoid it forever. The holidays are coming up. You're going to see each other. I think she just says, look, I'm sorry. I vent to my best friend. That's the only way to save face.
Oh,
that's awful.
God.
What would you do?
That makes my stomach turn just thinking about that. I think I would have to say the same thing. Just apologize. I was venting to a friend of mine. You know, sometimes I feel like you and I disagree on how we're raising our kids, and I just needed to get it out and vent, but I'm sorry. Oh, God! That's the worst.
Didn't mean to announce it to the whole car.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so have you ever been busted by a Bluetooth? We'd love to hear your story. 404-263-0941 or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Producer Janine, I understand you've been busted by a Bluetooth.
Y'all, I just remembered this story. Okay, Tom, my boyfriend, was going on errands and he had to go to the mechanic. I think he had to get his oil changed. Doesn't matter. But we were talking on Bluetooth on his phone about some personal hobbies of ours that we engage in. And
what a way to be vague.
And he dropped his car off and we kept talking. And then for a while I went off on a monologue for like a solid minute. And by the time I was done, I realized he wasn't answering. So I was like, oh no, we must've gotten disconnected. So I hung up and I called him back and he picked up and he's like, oh no, I couldn't hear you for a while. What happened? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then it realized like 5 minutes later, what had happened was he dropped his car off at the mechanic, switched to his regular phone. But then 2 minutes later, when the mechanic turned his car back on, it switched back to his car. And the mechanic would have heard all of that because it was already set to his phone. It was already set to loud. I was like, no.
How embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know, the mechanic was like, oh, this is good stuff.
I know. I was like, he didn't turn
listen
that down.
To this.
So
Jared,
mad.
Listen to our customers. Listen to the crazy stuff they're into.
Mark, you've ever been busted by your Bluetooth?
So I'll be listening to the speaker, and then I'll put it down. My big brother Sam, who lives in Ireland, he'll call me every now. There's about a five-hour difference. So it's about 6 o'clock Atlanta time, 11 o'clock Ireland time. But our language is a little rough. Hey, you bleep, bleep, bleep. What are you doing, you bleepity bleep? How the bleep are you? Gretchen comes running downstairs. Mark, you're on the Bluetooth. Caroline can hear every single nasty curse word you and Uncle Sam are dropping right now. Yeah, my next line was, sorry, Caroline, Daddy loves you.
All right, 404.
Caroline, learn some words.
263-0941 is our number. Share your busted by a Bluetooth story with us this morning for group therapy with Jen and Friends. This is Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
When did you get busted by the Bluetooth? Marco, why are we talking about this for group therapy this morning?
Got an email from a friend of ours said, I got so busted by a Bluetooth. I was following my husband and his mother in his car to our son's baseball game. I called my friend to catch up and started venting about my mother-in-law and how judgy she is. Well, the problem is my husband's car picked up on our conversation.
Oh.
She has not looked me in the eye yet. Should I apologize?
Yes, you absolutely should apologize.
And
then feel better because everybody else has been busted too. Misty in Canton's got a story. Hey, Misty.
Hey, I actually, my tire had busted, so I called my father-in-law and said, hey, can you come over here and help me? He came. He said, you're going to drive my car. I'm going to drive your car. I'm going to take it to NTB. So I called NTB and had switched it over to, you know, speakerphone. And I said, hey, my father-in-law likes to pay for, you know, things that happen to my car. Can you not let that happen? Can I just pay you over the phone? And no response at all. And then it was super awkward when I finally got my car back and he said, oh, by the way, I paid for everything on your car, meaning rotors, brakes, and new tires.
Oh, what a sweetheart. But he heard you telling the mechanic, don't let him pay for it.
Yeah, he does it all the time. He pays for all of the stuff and I just feel like I don't feel independent when he does that.
I tend to not
let him pay for anything.
So sweet. Thanks for the call, Misty. All right, when did you get busted by a Bluetooth? You can lean on that text line, too, 51539. Mark, do you see any stories coming in?
Coming in from the 770, I had my AirPods in at work talking to a coworker about how annoyed I was with our boss.
Uh-oh.
I realized that my boss was actually on the phone because I just hung up from him, and that's what I was venting to my coworker about. And somehow, my phone in my back pocket, I recalled my boss. He heard everything.
Oh, no.
P.S. I guess I'm missing my bonus this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I guess so. That's brutal. All right, Monica in Kennesaw is here. Hey, Monica, welcome to group therapy.
Hey. So thanks to Bluetooth technology, I found out my husband, my ex-husband was having an affair. So we would leave for work at the same time. And the day before, he had used my car to run some errands. So his phone was still paired up. And we weren't even out of the neighborhood. And I can hear him through my speakers making lunch plans with this girl.
Oh, no. So what were they talking about?
Well, I mean, I could only hear his side of the conversation, but he was talking about how much he missed her and he couldn't wait to see her and all that crap.
Oh.
But right before he got out of range, the last thing I heard him asking her was if she got his picture, and then it cut off.
Oh, devastating.
So did you immediately call him out on it, or did you pull over or chase him down?
So this is how it went down. I had my suspicions, but this really confirmed it. So when we got home, I asked him about his lunch and let him try to fumble his way around, which was pretty funny in hindsight because he's always been a horrible liar. Mm-hmm. But then I told him I had heard his conversation and he confessed and was out of the house that night.
Oh, wow. So you didn't try to make it work? You didn't want to give
him
a second chance?
I mean,
you were just like...
Like
done.
I said, I had my suspicions and we had plenty of issues. So this was kind of a blessing. If anything, Bluetooth saved my sanity so I could get out of that relationship.
Oh. Wow. Busted by Bluetooth. Major.
Jeez, Louise. I hate that the last thing that she heard was, Did you get the picture?
Oh, Monica, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for sharing your story with us. All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, or 404-263-0941 if you have ever been busted by the Bluetooth. Love these stories.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.